Riders, Rangers, and Rambles. Chagrin Shinobi is a legendary underground toy reviewer. Dawson Rider is Awesome Rider. And Jedimon is Jedimon.
Hello, welcome to Riders, Rangers, and Rambles, episode 32.
Leave Igakwi Steve. It's our Christmas episode. It's got to be called Fleet Igakwe Steve.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
So, yes, this is going up on Christmas Eve, so good ol' Merry Christmas to all of our Christmas celebrating listeners. To those Jewish people that are listening, good old Hanukkah that ended already. And Kwanzaa and all that other stuff. I don't know. But Merry fucking Christmas. So.
Yeah. Some kind of joke about atheists.
Because I do Christmas. And Christmas is awesome.
Ew, you do Christmas.
You like presents.
I do. I rape Christmas up the butt.
Poor Christmas.
That's in the same way Kenji does that too every night.
Uh-huh. Same way, bro. Same exact way. You don't even know. Fleeb. Oh, God.
Your toot.
Zigfi. Zigfi is probably the coolest little foreign,
foreign
ever.
He's a foreign version of Gibby. Gibby.
Did it ever say what country Zigfi was from?
No, because he said, what country is he from? Like, we don't know. What language is he speaking? We don't know. And then he handed them a banana. True story.
This is why Drake and Josh is an awesome show.
Exactly, you should watch it.
You know what else you should watch? Chuck.
This brings us to our PCA. Or PSA? PCA. What's a PCA?
PCA, that was the Academy.
Public Chuck announcement.
That was the Academy from that Zoe show.
Zoe show?
On Nickelodeon, Zoe 101 or whatever.
Oh, that was the only show Identity Night I never watched.
That was the school.
Anyway,
on to the PCSA. Public Crappy Service Announcement.
Alright. Kirsten, you know who you are. You need to watch Chuck.
You do. You need to watch Chuck. It's a life-changing event, just like John biting a panda's nose.
Chuck is right. Astonishing. In Chuck, you get to see John Casey, who is in fact America, and his jaw has been chiseled by Michelangelo himself.
And you get to see Jeffster.
The greatest band ever, except for all those that are greater than them.
And the greatest stalkers in the world. I will tell my grandchildren about them.
Yes, I learned everything I know from Jeffster.
Not to mention the Bartowski smile.
It's hot and sexy.
And she's on Facebook.
But just ask these two. I did not stop until they watched it.
And I watched it, and now my life is completely different.
I know, I'm happier now.
Kevin watched it. His life didn't matter until he watched Chuck.
Of course, granted, I could not have gotten any sadder at the time, but that's beside the point.
Chuck changes lives.
It changed my life, and it can change yours. Watch today.
Together, we can bring Chuck to you.
Orion is so awesome, they're basing the new Yu-Gi-Oh! Duel Disc off of his little computer.
Exactly. Not to mention
Chuck.
How could you forget Chuck?
Flash Chuck. Chuck.
You haven't lived until you've heard her say Chuck. You haven't lived till you've seen Volkov come to dinner.
And play charades.
Wrong again,
Charles. Children love him.
My name's not Charles. Just sent a picture of me with the dragon to my friends.
Children love Volkov, which is the exact opposite of certain people who happen to love children.
You know who you all are. Anyway, we're getting off topic. Bottom line is, you need to watch Chuck.
Watch Chuck today.
These people know I'm persistent.
It is a life-changing experience.
He is persistent. Let him change your life. Forever.
That's right.
Now.
Watch Chuck today. It's more important than your baby can read, that's for sure.
Your baby can't read.
I don't even know. Your baby cannot read until he watches Chuck. Then he can read. He can flash on stuff and then read. baby flashed on reading.
We also know Dawson likes to flash, so.
You're right. Right. So yes. Now that we've done the PSA, Kirsten, you better watch Chuck, or we're going to find you. Find you.
Let's You're
go.
Right.
Let's go on to the one-up. I actually recommend that you just stop this podcast, because we'll probably melt your brain.
Probably with our nonsense.
Go to anywhere that has Chuck. I seen season 2 at Walmart for $15. Go
season
there.
Season 1 and 2, $15. Go now.
Go there, get them. Plop down in front of your television and just watch. Don't talk to anyone.
What are you still
don't,
doing here?
Don't anything. Just sit there, watch it, and then feel the life-changing experience.
Your life will change forever. Just go now. What are you still doing here? Go, Chuck, now. Walmart,
shoot.
$15. Let's go now.
Do it.
Shoot, women aren't allowed to listen to this.
That makes me think, how many female listeners do we have? Besides wheelchair.
I don't really know. Do we have any? Probably not, but...
I don't know. Does Grant's aunt still listen to this?
Whatever happened
Cam,
to Grant's
are you
aunt?
Alive?
She probably watches Chuck.
Come back to us. We miss you. Kim.
You're the only girl Brian's ever talked to.
Discount the fact that I have, like, 4 female friends. Whatever. Screw you, too.
One of them's his mom. Who calls him, go say Grant is about to be formed. Which is now, in hindsight, a good thing.
It was. She was trying to save my life.
Don't watch Ghost Ager.
So, now that we're 8 minutes into this podcast, one-ups.
Let's let Kevin go first, because he hasn't gone first in, like, 10 episodes.
Yeah, I still have to recollect my thoughts.
Yeah. I'm just probably going to tell people to watch Chuck anyway, so go ahead.
Okay, so let's see. What's been up with me? Well, the other day, I was up late checking AmiAmi like an insane person. They just so happened to get some tow ride vendors. I panicked because there were 4. And I'm like, there's 3 of us. Get mine first, then message these queers. That's exactly what I did. I got a tow ride vendor, then I messaged these 2. Ride vendor, AmiAmi, now.
What happened to your Valley Girl way of telling stories?
I'm sorry. And then, I don't even know what that means.
Me either.
And then I just kind of...
That's IKR.
I waited a minute, and then they were... I was like, this is too long. Brian should have bought this by now. So then I called them. And got no response. And then I panicked because the numbers started to go down one by one. And then when there was 1 left, I got a text message from the Brian saying that he had purchased one.
The Brian.
And then it went down to 0, and we're still texting, and we're like, huh, bet you Dawson missed it. And then we were laughing, and we were like, haha, it's going to be funny in the morning. And then Dawson texts me and goes, thanks for trying. And then I'm like, it's funny now. And then I had to be an insane person, and I got an EMS, so it's already here. And because I didn't want to wait. And then Hyper Kabuto came, and those 2 are recorded and should go up soon, so that'll be fun times. And Buzz Lightyear came, and he's awesome. And he's all, I'm a spaceship.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yes, you are. And my Geki Red and Blue are here, Sentai Heroes. They're cool. They're on the with the others who are now happy to have friends. And then I went to Mandrake and was like, hey, I want Goraijin. And they were like, no, you. And I was like, what? And they're like, we don't have it, sorry. And I was like, angry face. But then
you never
I got
told me that.
I thought I did.
Oh yeah, that was when you were gone. We
oh,
lost
yeah.
track of time. We thought it was 2 weeks later when you got back.
Okay.
I mentioned this. Yeah, yeah, no. They don't have a Goraijin, so... But thankfully, I got a Furai Maru from CS Toys and some Bokingers. And that shipped. Red Nazca shipped. Then a little while ago, Dawson panicked and was like, AmiAmi has Gokaiger stuff. And we were like, yay. And then we got some Legend of Heroes. And did anything else happen?
I don't know. Fuck.
See, that's all the stuff that came. I've inquired with Okinawa about Skull Crystal and Rising Dragon and Pegasus, and if his army can snag me a Rising Titan, even though the pre-order closed 10 days ago.
No problem. You can get it.
And let's see what else is. I've been playing Lego Harry Potter, and because now my new TV is hooked up, so now I can actually see things. So I can probably see Halloween Town now. So I'm gonna finish Kingdom Hearts because I tried playing it on my old TV and I couldn't see what the hell I was doing. So, like, seriously, it was really dark, and I'm like, I don't see a door. I just had to like walk around till a name popped up on the bottom of the screen to walk in. So I'm gonna try and finish that too, and. I don't know. I think that's it. I'll just let you guys talk, and if I have anything else, I'll just interrupt it.
Okay.
Who wants to go?
I'll go, I guess.
While you have your thoughts together?
Yeah, I don't know. I think so. I don't know. Fuck.
Okay. What's your new name?
So.
Squid Shinobi is IDKF.
Personal things aside, we went up about an hour north to Frankenmuth for my aunt's birthday, and nothing exciting happened there except I got a big-ass dragon. He's currently taking an entire seat or two on the couch, looking all badass.
But yeah, Brian sexted us with a picture of him wrapped in the dragon.
It was so fucking kinky. But, there goes my brain.
We're so weird.
Anyway... what have I bought recently? I don't even know.
Everything?
Well, no, I meant like actual like stuff here, like at the store.
In America?
The Dinobot combiners I bought for the Power Core. That guy's neato. I think that's about all I've bought. So on to online things. Stuff being shipped to me
folks.
Right now. Toy Ride Vendor is shipped with Dark Kiva. My Buzz Lightyear from CS Toys is on its way. From Mandrake, the Arc Belt, or the Arc Ray Belt, rather, and the Zonky wrist string thing.
Why is he giggling?
We made him buy all this.
And my Arnoska shipping today, rather. And then stuff I've pre-ordered. I got the Shinken Red, Super Shinken Red, and Hyper Shinken Red Sentai Heroes from Yahoo Japan Auctions. So my Shinkenger collection is one step closer to completion. Those will get shipped whenever something from Okinawa gets in. But pre-order stuff. I pre-ordered the Figure Art Zero Terra Dopant from where? I have no idea. I seriously have no idea where this thing is being sold. It's being sold at Walgreens, I think. I don't know. I think that's where you find it.
Japanese Walgreens.
But anyway, I got fucking Terra Dopant and a pre-ordered Skull Crystal. We just today pre-ordered the Legend Sentai Hero series. Deka Red, Gal Red, Shinken Red, and yeah, another Shinken Red. And Hurricane Red.
Yeah, we should mention they didn't put up 0-2. They put up 1, 3, 4, 5, and 6.
What is 2? Magi Red?
Good.
2 is Magi Red.
Yeah, Magi. Kai is God knows where. He's gone.
Probably stuck in Hope's
body. No one knows.
Still.
And Tyranno Rangers sold out in 2 seconds.
Yeah, I blinked and they sold out. And
so,
I
Geki went to go pee a part of a season he's named after. So I don't know what he's doing. And then the coolest thing happened earlier.
Fucking awesome.
After
again.
After sitting here and saying, "Oh, I don't need to buy these. I won't go ahead and buy these." I looked at pictures and I was like, "These are looking pretty." And then I watched Soundout's review because it was like the only one in existence. And I was like, "Okay, now he really looks pretty. And look at all those accessories and boner face." And, well, I can't buy the two that are out because Amiami doesn't have them and I refuse to pay. Don't you mean beep
doesn't have them?
Yeah, beep.
Okay.
I don't know. All I know is now I have 6 Dragonite Figmas pre-ordered, and I don't know what happened. I have a problem, a mental condition. It's proven.
Way to talk to somebody with a disease.
Don't make fun of me. I have a problem.
Just when you thought Shuken Shinobi couldn't snap anymore.
No, they said I couldn't snap any further, but then they're all like, nah, no, you, and now, oh, God.
Is that my cue? I just went quiet. Quiet.
I have no idea anymore at all. I'm fucked.
I'm fucked. Okay, I think he just broke. I'll take over while he picks himself up.
Thank you.
He's just on the floor. He's like, I'm fuck. Okay, so let's see. No, it's okay.
Sorry.
That. We have to have a third LOL lesson also. So I got shit in the mail. I got
join the club.
My 3 exclusives trial DN.
I can't join the club. I haven't got a package in like days.
Damn it! I'm talking
to
the
nervous Twitch.
I got Trial, DN Complete, and Decatur. And Decatur is where I'm not from. Trial is pretty awesome, and DN Complete's like, I'm neat to have.
I'm pretty sure you are from Decatur.
And no, I'm not. Damn it. I'm not from Decatur. And I got some awesome shirts. I got my I Heart Kenji Matsuda shirt, Goey Cock shirt, RR advertisement shirt, my No You shirt. I think that's it. And I wore the Kenji Matsuda shirt to Target and got some very interesting looks. It was pretty fun. I plan on doing it again. I hope to, at a family Christmas dinner, wear the Glade Cock shirt.
I wore the Kenji Matsuda shirt to 2 Walmarts today, and I got, like, no looks. I don't...
Really?
I mean, I got a couple, but usually that's just because I'm me.
It's like, oh my god, Shukun Shinobi!
More like, hey, look, it's a stereotypical fat kid. But, I don't know.
Okay, so I got those, and then I got some medals, and now I have a problem. I've also turned into a greed and feel as if I need more core medals. So after not initially getting Kabuto and Deno, I'm going back to get them, and I'm also going back for set 1 so I can just get all the medals, and medals are pretty, especially the Hibiki medal, which is my best purchase of 2010. Hibiki medal.
Well, you know what else you need?
What?
The DK and Ichigo Gaia memories.
Oh my god. You're right.
Yeah, you do. Get on that, bitch.
I just bought 6 Sigmas. Leave me alone. Did we talk about the Saga Zo story last time? Or was that just our private discussions?
What?
When I helped you get that, I don't remember. Just
no,
tell me.
No, I don't think so.
I don't know what's going on anymore. Brian left, and I think it's February right now. He left forever.
We're
alone. And anyway, so. Oh, yeah. So, was it the night after Thrive-Vendor incident? I got another call at 2:30. I thought it was my alarm. And then a text that said, WBB 6 up. And I knew exactly what that meant. Oh, no, it was 6 WBB up. And so I got myself an OCC Sagos of White Blaster Beetleborg. And, yes, I got that. So that's all awesome. So, thanks to Expelliarmus kid over here.
Expelliarmus!
And so, those both shipped. I feel like something else shipped, but it won't get here forever. My Arnazca's not shipping till weather does. I contacted Okinawa about a crystal skull. Because I need him, because he's matte finish.
He is matte finish, and
matte
he
fucking
is the
finish.
Now I'm telling her not to listen. Anyway.
The PSA.
Well, just listen to that, and then block it.
I'll edit it out.
All right, thank you. Anyway, when I already told you not to listen. Thanks, Kevin. Anyway.
Just
so then,
never mind.
I went crazy because, like, what's IKR? 5 minutes later, never mind. Is it liquor? Anyway, sorry. Okay. So anyway, so I went crazy with this guy, and we bought 6 Figmas together, and we toasted.
And it's a group effort.
We're watching Dragon Knight and Wing Knight to get them because our Figmas are going to represent Dragon Knight and our Figgy Arts are going to represent Ryuki, and that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's about it. Just going on installs. All that. I'm watching Chuck. I'm going to watch Chuck vs. Santa Claus tomorrow. It's a Christmas Eve tradition.
As long as I remember, I'm going to.
Yo,
Jack.
Everyone watch it. Okay.
Check. Flash. Check.
I can't. It took the internet out of me with the PSP.
I still don't know what's going on.
I don't know either. We bought 6 Figmas. We got into a new line of toys because they're pretty. Twitch. So, that's about it. This is ramble time. Oh, wait, it's news.
Oh,
and I think
God.
I lead it off, don't I?
Yes. Yes, you do.
Okay, so our first news is toy news. We got pictures of figure arts. Well, 2 figure arts we knew about, and 1 figure art, well, we... I mean...
Expected.
Yeah. It's just like all figure arts ever. There's even figure arts we don't expect anymore. So, we got more pictures of the new Deno. new Deno. the Deno Trilogy version, new Deno Trilogy version. It was all like a new sexy mold and comes with the same ship as before, except he comes with a Kintros axe and your Tauros rod, so he can catch fish and kill them. And then a little pass thingy to scan and be like, scan. So he looks sexy. And then we got Rator Ta looking badass, using the claws, and then him looking like a douchebag using the sword, like, the fucking claws!
Dude, that's such an awesome sword. I'm so glad he
came. I'm gonna take that sword, break it, and like pee on it. Pee-aw. Anyway. So, he looks really cool and awesome. And then, of course, here we have the white Blessed Beetle Boy. White Blessed Beetle Boy. I don't know, fuck.
I like smoothies.
Thank you.
Oh,
I like boobies.
I like boobies.
I
think it was in the other order, but whatever.
Yeah, well, I don't know, fuck.
But like 4 days after I get a WBB OCC, they announced the figure out of Sagozo, and he looks fucking awesome because he's the White Blaster Beetle Borg, and he...
Look at those legs, they're so pretty.
I know, and look at his arms, they're like Armish. Armish, it's like Amish.
They're even more masculine than Kenji Matsuda's.
Actually, that's not possible. There was test done in the field on that. But so these all look awesome, and we're eagerly watching to see if they go up. So, everyone's thoughts?
Hot.
Sexy.
Alright.
Like, everyone's complaining about Sagozo's price, but, like, look at how big the fucker is. He's got giant arms and shit.
Excuse me? That's the white Blaster Beetleborg. Of course he's gonna... That's it. I'm gonna go on the thread. That's the white?
Rator Ta looks good. And new Deno looks a lot better than the old one.
The way I look at this, though, okay, you have White Blaster Beetleborg, and it
white?
Says 3360. La Torta says 3150, so they're complaining over 210 yen.
Yeah, basically.
$2. Try. Why is he $2 more than the other one? This is an outrage.
You know what's an outrage? They call him La Torta.
La Torta.
But
they don't care about that. They're just like, no, that's fine, whatever. But this $2, this is an insult. I will not buy this figure. Mm. Easy pass. $2, too much.
But the only conflict I have with new Deno is, how do you pose him?
I told you, getting the fish and then killing it.
That's probably what I'm going to end up doing, too.
Just get a little fish somewhere. I don't know where you get your fish. I personally get mine at... I had a joke there and it died. I get it at Beaver's Market where Mist and Thievy? Oh my god, I snapped!
Wait, why are you killing a fish?
Because he can catch fish with his rod and then kill it with his axe.
he can use a rod to catch fish. Oh.
Insert sexual joke.
You're right.
So that's about it. More figure arts. We're going to be buying it. Beep! That was loud. Sorry. The people live in the house.
Beep! I'm next. Yay.
Yay, happy
so,
days.
We kind of technically already talked about this, but I forgot what day it was because I don't even remember days anymore. But
the thing says December 17th, so that's a week ago for... What's last Friday?
God, I can't believe it's that long ago. Fuck.
Next Friday is a movie.
So any... What?
Sorry. I don't know.
So anyway, the Bandai Tamashii web store exclusive, I don't know, fuck, decided it would be cool to, like, just toss a new skull at us.
Strawberry.
What?
Sorry, I've been to your truffle. I didn't know whether it was going to be orange or strawberry.
Okay. But I mean, seriously, who didn't see this coming? Really?
Idiots.
It's about as an obvious coming as... Never mind, there was a joke there.
Charles Carmichael always comes quickly. Get another reason to watch Chuck!
So the only real difference between this release and the other skull release is that this one has the skull crystal head, and more importantly than the skull crystal head, this one is matte fucking finish.
I beat off every matte episode.
So you know how silky smooth Joker is? Well, just that on skull. It's pretty much the most gorgeous cake ever.
Oh, I know.
Cake boss would be.
Wonder Charles Michael. Charles Michael. Charles Michael. Quickly.
So, needless to say, I'm super fucking excited for this because it's skull with matte finish. So.
Our prayers have been answered.
Really, this figure can be floppy as fuck, and I really don't care.
Like, people are all complaining, like, oh, you got ripped off derp, or like, oh, I have to buy two of them, it's not worth it. Like, no, he's got a second head, he's a different form, so technically I have to display him, and he's matte finished. So, GEC, and thank you.
What he said.
Even though, like, it's really easy to make, I still think it's funny we know about all these figures, and then the next one to come out is something we haven't seen at the show yet.
Yeah, no.
Or G3 Mild's like...
G3 Mild has been known about since... February of this year. It'll
G3
probably
Mild is committing suicide as we speak.
Probably.
He's so mild.
Like,
ran away to the daycare.
I seen Guard Chaser and G3 Mild in February, and I was like, okay, I'll get the Guard Chaser and I'll probably put G3 Mild on it because he's so mild, he don't have anything cooler to do than ride a bike. And so here's Guard Chaser getting shipped next month, and G3 Mild won't be coming out until at least June of next year. That's providing it happens anytime soon. So, poor little fucks. I don't know.
Oh, fucks.
But anyway, he's super sexy and super badass, so...
What does scare me is that we had him pre-ordered the same evening he was announced.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit disturbed, but whatever. I'll ignore the warning signs.
We don't have a problem at all.
The warning signs, what, impending debt?
No,
impending? The fuck are you talking about? It's been here.
Expelliarmus!
Or when the debt collector's drum, beep, come looking for it.
Matt works for beep, and he's gonna come get us.
Well, the people coming after me for, like, Skull Crystal won't be the beep, debt. Dead the but the fuck.
They won't be the beep.
The beep, beep debt collectors will be Okinawa's army.
Yeah, they're gonna be the villains of 5th season of Chuck.
No, that's the other ones. Oh, like, yeah. Flashed on G-Boy. Oh god, that sounded wrong. If you don't know what I'm talking about.
Then he flashed on Akira and thought it was G-Boy.
You watch Chuck Flash mean something different.
Okay.
So anyway, on to some fun Gokaiger info.
Yeah, fun and Gokaiger in the same sentence.
We have some rumors from Dukemon for the next three upcoming Gokai machines. That will probably be in the second quarter toy catalog, whenever the hell that comes, since we know we just got the first quarter toy catalog. And these are going to...
Fuck. Sorry.
The mecha that covered two seasons in one, kind of like how the Gao Lion covers Gao Ranger and Shinkinger. These will cover two as well. So what we have is Bakuryu Tyrannosaurus, which will be a combination of Shogozu Tyrannosaurus from Zyu Ranger, so the Guardian Beast, and Bakuryu Tyrannosaurus from Abba Ranger, and Zyu Gokaio and Abba Gokaio will form. And then, of course, Zyu Gokaio
His mortal enemy is, of course, Gotham Knights. Who will have a?
He'll want a lot of money.
Dawson will just get the Scarecrow dressed as Hitler from in front of his house.
Oh my god!
And put it in front of Jugo Kaio, and it'll run.
Stop spying on me.
Just repeating what Wheelchair told me. And next
Gonzalez.
Next up is Engine Speedor, a combination of Engine Speedor from Goanger and the Turbo GT from Turbo Ranger. And Goan Gokaio and Turbo Gokaio would be formed from that. So, whatevs. And finally would be Hurricane Hawk, a combination of Hurricane Hawk from Hurricanger and Brian left the E out of Hurricanger and Jet Hawk from Jetman. And
did you leave it out correctly?
He did. And Hurricane Gokaio and Jet Gokaio would be formed, and then little, you know, extra tidbit here. A Jew and
can you stop support, moving the microphone?
Sorry. A Jew and Hurricane support mecha. I mean, it makes sense because Tyranno Ranger and Hurricane Red are in the first set of Legend Heroes, and the other Legend Heroes are Deca, Magi, and Gao, which we already seen support mecha for, and Shinkinger is combined with the Gao Lion, and so that's obvious. And then Hurricane and Jew Ranger. God, he giggles at anything about Jews. And Goanger has that joint engine-o poo thing and a ranger key with the Mobirates, and so, you know, whatever. So that's awesome. Sort of. I mean, I'm not buying any of this crap, but it'll be fun to see in the show, I guess.
Will it? So,
what?
I said, will it?
Man, I guess.
It might. I mean, well, it also could mean that, you know, the next set of Legend Heroes would involve Abba Red,
doo-doo-doo,
Red Turbo, Red Hawk, and I think all the others are already there. Go on Red, because we don't have Go on Red yet. So yeah, those would be in the next set, as well as the Ranger keys, probably, for all these guys who don't have.
My cough just knocked shit off the table.
So probably Ranger keys for Tyranno Ranger and Red Turbo and Jet Hawk and stuff. So that'll be cool, and Hurricane Red. So yeah. You guys, if you care,
I
probably don't.
Don't.
I don't either.
Hooray!
Here's my thoughts. Watch Chuck.
Like,
instead of... Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay, well, I was just going to say they all make sense for the most part, so...
It also makes sense that they're just going to combine crap so they don't have 34 mecha coming out.
What are they going to do? Like, have the worlds when they travel to them together and then they combine this shit?
I don't know. We don't really know what's going on.
Why is that combined and the Gokaiders are just like, I don't know, fuck.
No one knows what's happening. Like it.
I'm so mad. Ghostager made me not care about Sentai.
I know, right? That makes me angry. Like, I'm trying to care because of these Ranger keys and the Legend Heroes and stuff, but it's getting hard.
I'm getting the Legend Heroes and stuff.
I'm getting the opposite.
Well, yeah, but it's getting hard, kind of like how Brian was when he saw those Sigmas.
Well, they were pretty! Especially Siren.
Yeah.
She's ass-tastic.
We all know Siren's going to share the same fate as Hana, so...
Anyway. So... Now let's talk about some even more beautiful toys. We've got, somebody found, where was this?
North Carolina.
Yeah, they found the Samurai toys, apparently, which I'm kind of surprised was this early-ish, I guess. Interesting story about this before I start is that I saw these pictures on a link on Facebook, and they were like a zoomed-in picture of this, like, live-action shot. Didn't say anything about the toys, and then, of course, I messaged KO trying to, like, out-link him. And then he links me to our site, shows me up. These came from the toys. So we got the same toys we saw from BBTS. Faggots. And there's still the redesigned shit. But in the side, on the right side, there's a little live-action shot, as if the suits were real.
And it says Mega Ranger, which actually is a different show, so I don't know what they're talking about. Clearly aren't Mega Rangers. They still look shitty, but I might get them just for the review. I have to say, like, the males look like they have a sad face on their lips. Like, it's just so down.
They all look really down.
And then we also found the henchman figure, which has the incredibly intelligent name of Mooger. I just love it.
I think my friend Jeff looked that up on Urban Dictionary, and it said it was a man who looks at another man's genitals.
Oh my gosh.
I've never looked at the Nazi the same way again.
I officially declared Moogers the best name for a group of grunts ever.
Well, I think they were trying to spell something else and just had a typo.
I didn't say it.
Okay, so then they also found the Samurai Megazord, which...
which is the best Megazord ever.
Sorry. So, apparently they don't
so
fold...
so much better than Shinkano.
Shut up. They don't fold into origami, so they're clearly not better than Shinkano. It looks shit, just like the last shit. God, they really do look horrible.
Okay, I'm pretty sure that they don't, but was there any indication that they don't fold into the origami?
The only thing I heard, someone told me, and I believed it.
Okay, and then I didn't even see this picture. Oh, God, this is fun.
So then we got a picture of the three vehicles, or the, you know...
The Zord vehicles.
Yeah, and then...
Because they were so awesome the first time when there was Zord... or Zord. Zoid Rebops.
It looks wrong.
But...
like, isn't it its wings up too high?
Well, it doesn't have drills on its front. I'll tell you that much.
Probably because they thought it looked too much like nipples. I'm just
or
saying.
Or because they made him so thin that they don't have room.
But
so anyway, the drills were relocated to the size of his legs.
I see that.
They're
now.
So helpful there.
Well, that's not going to change in the show, clearly, since Saban refuses to make up their own original stuff. And then they show, as usual, ever since, I think, Jungle Fury, they got the bikes combining, which makes it look like Shinkano has slippers. This is Shinkano Christmas version.
Looks like he just has giant roller skates for feet.
Shinkano got Power Ranger slippers.
He's like, look, I got Takeru and Ryunosuke slippers.
I don't want those slippers.
And little house says collect Zords and create the ultimate Megazord. What are they going to say later?
Like, the ultimate Megazord is either Shinkano with slippers or a very bad-looking Daitenku Shinkano.
What was I going to say? Oh, I want Takeru's slippers just so I can look down at my slippers and be like, TONO! and then a few days later, or a day later, or whatever, somebody found the Samurai Ranger team, which is like those unarticulated sets of MMPR stuff that came out, but this time it actually comes with a full team, and they're actually done in the correct style. And they don't look half bad. I might pick
I think they're just remolds of the MMPR ones.
Really? Orly? It's gonna be funny, like a direct remold. You still see like the Tyranno, like,
well,
sculpted
they're...
underneath it, just painted. I know what you mean. It's just.
Okay.
God. People keep wrecking my jokes. I'm sick of it.
Anyway,
also, I just noticed this. Hold on. The back of the box says combines with Mighty Morphin Zords.
I was just
Zords
about
also.
To say that.
Where? I didn't see this.
On the full picture of the back of the box, right next okay. to next to Samurai Megazord, it says
Man,
combines with Mighty Morphin Zords also! Exclamation point.
Oh God!
So you can have like Shinkano with like Mastodon arms.
Oh, that's why Kayla sent me that link of him of the mix matching. I was like, why are you sending me this? I'm busy being Dawson.
Oh, guys, look, it's called the Dragon Zord.
That's awful.
That's how we're getting the Dragon Zord. I knew it.
Bandai was making a Dragon Zord. God, it looks so bad.
Yeah, it really does. Like, it's a disgrace to Shinkano.
Kevin Zord sucks so much.
Your Zord sucks.
Like, I mean, I was expecting a shitty Megazord, but, like, this is worse than I expected.
Well, you know what? Like, I had this, like, glimmer of hope. Since Saban owns it now, they were going to tell Bandai. They were going to, like, slap Bandai across the face and say, what have you been doing? And we were going to actually get some solid toys. Because now I'm scared that they're going to make a good adaptation of Ghost Ager, and I have to go buy the Ghost Ager mech.
That's why I'm looking at Ghost Age Mech for like HLJ Super Sales. Because now that I know that their idea is that, like, I was looking at Shinkano. Actually, I was looking at Samurai Howe and pretending I was looking at Shinkano. Too lazy to take them apart. But I was like, it's already so tiny and not that complex. How can you make this worse? Well, you can.
And I have American. The American. Well, how can they make the Shinkano suits? Or make the... what they? Fuck! They made the shitty fucking figures. That's what they did. I hate them. I just, like, exploded.
So, anyway. But, yeah, apparently they can, like... Oh, it combines with the Mighty Morphin Mega... there was a comment on the Shinkano review that I did, like, forever ago. Like, someone said something, and then the reply was like, oh, well, now we know that it is called the Samurai Megazord, and it can combine with the Mighty Morphin things, which makes it awesome. No? Why on earth would you want a Shishi Origami with, like, a Triceratops and Sabertooth Tiger foot? It doesn't make sense. Don't do it.
You don't have cool toys like us. But figure out some figments.
Because you're too poor for
the skull memory does not work in the double driver. Stop doing it, you'll be retarded.
Remember that comment? Put the Gombride card in the double driver. What? And then Mr. is like, oh, this is a good idea. I'm like, wait, what are you doing, Mr.? No, it won't fit.
I remember that. So anyway, I don't know. Apparently they don't fold into origami. They're unpainted and they're just dumb. So
well, I'll just tank it up on this and leave it in the store.
Yep. Giant giant Samurai Megazord poo.
I hate to see what they do best.
I like poo.
So I know you like poo.
Now, let's see. Talk about the main thing, which is kind of shocking, is do you think these live-action suits will appear? Or do you think they're just like rendered shots before they knew they were going to come with the show?
They look too good to be rendered.
Yeah.
Which leads me to believe that they exist.
Well, obviously they exist. I'm looking at it right now.
And I think the... I can't tell because there isn't a... Yeah, there is a good... The sword that they have is that mechanical-looking... Shinkenmaru.
Wait, what? About the Shinkenmaru?
In the real life pictures of the
this is real life
of the Mega Rangers.
Uh-huh.
The swords that they're holding in the live action shots are the mechanical looking Shinkenmarus. So I mean I guess it's possible that they could use them in the show at some point with those mechanical Shinkenmarus and have some sort of power up.
Just not explain how they suddenly get mouth plates on the helmet.
Yeah.
Or they could be a movie. Power Rangers Samurai, the movie, Ivanhoe's Returns.
Don't give him ideas.
I'm sorry. We always give him ideas. Well, here's the thing is, like, I'm still not too, like, keen on these suits, but I wouldn't mind them using them. Just why are they pulling them out first? Like, since they like, got the information they're going to go two seasons, I could see them doing something like this.
Yeah, and I honestly can still think that the only... That's not even a really valid excuse anymore. The whole that they were making the toys anyway, even without the show.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got mechanical swords and funky-looking rangers. Like, I bought that at first, but I don't entirely buy it now. Only for the simple fact that we have things like the... Well, the Samurai Ranger team looks to be just slight remolds of the MMPR ones. So it could have been really possible to make those out really, really fast, so... I don't know, I just contradicted myself, so...
I don't know what you just said.
It's okay.
Well, like, see, with the, I would have had it gone this way if they were going to use these suits in the show, or the figures. They released regular ones, the super ones, and then these could have been something for season two.
Yeah.
Or like I said before, the in-between thing where they have that weird power-up shit. But, like, it just seems so weird. Maybe they did make them as prototypes, and when they had a meeting, they're like, you know what? We'll use these later. Maybe they did that.
Maybe.
I don't know.
I don't know, but I wasn't going to get them, but if they're used in the show, I have to get them.
Yeah.
And now I'm thinking about getting them just to review them. So, they're not that expensive anyway, so...
Yeah.
To anyone listening, there's no way in fuck I'm ever getting the Samurai Megazord, so don't ask even though you're going to anyway.
We will not be BFF Facebook friends with that Megazord.
I'm just saying now, not buying the Megazord ever. No bikes, no Zord vehicles, just the little figures, and I'm done. Except the Shinkenmaru, because that looked fairly decent. Depends on how big it is.
He likes big sticks.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But if it has a Kenji's penis, then we're good to go.
God.
Yep.
So yeah, Samurai Forever, not. I'm still wondering if the show is even going to be successful.
We don't know.
We don't know. We just see previews and forevers, and I guess we'll talk about that later.
Yep.
On to some birth action.
Yep, yep.
Forgot to take our birth control.
It happens sometimes.
We never
sometimes.
Use that.
So we've got our first, like,
a joke.
I know. Clips of birth from the... Is it that commentary thing that we talked about last week, except it's an encode of that instead of stills? But it shows birth being all birthy. Boss.
Yep.
Kamen Rider Bath. His head all glows and he looks all badass and he beats up on the Pterodon Yummy and he's all punch. And then the bell has a really cool voice. Summons the crane arm and he tries to get up on the building. And then the Birth Buster, which it shows exactly how it works. It works exactly how we thought it was going to work. Except I sucked at explaining it and I don't know what I'm talking about anymore. But anyway, it makes the gun look really badass.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, unfortunately. And, no, it doesn't shoot metals. It shoots discs shaped like metals that sound like metals. Just saying that now. So, anyway, the first actor for Birth, who will at least be Birth in 16, 17, and 18, is... Actor's name... I can't find actor's name. But he was Captain Ichiga in... Rescue Force.
Hiroaki Iwanaga.
Okay, that guy. Oh, it's right under there.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's going to be Date. I keep forgetting his...
Dante?
Date.
Don't ask for how to spell Dante.
Akira. So Akira Date. And he's going to be all like, oh, all the medals are mine. Brr. And Ankh gets pissed.
Onk, onk, I'm a pillow. I'm a pet. Anyway.
So anyway, badass birth is badass. I like the voice.
Yeah, the belt voice is badass.
Belt voice is definitely badass.
Crane arm. Fuck yes. Crane arm. Book injure.
Yeah, no, I like how...
Bagel arm. Bagel.
The best arm ever.
The awesome, like, cream cheese blast, like, makes them trip and you shoot bagels at them. Oh, I'm getting hungry now.
Like, when it goes crane arm and stuff, like, the little ball he has on his shoulder, it opens up and, like, the pieces of the crane arm, like, shoot out of it and, like, attach themselves together into the crane arm and then, like, clip on. It's pretty cool. I like that.
Yep.
The clip of actually made me start, like, Birth a little bit. Like, I'm still not 100% on his design, but he looks pretty badass in action. He's pretty unique. They've had some really unique shit the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Pinaxel being a hard gay guy that transforms into a bike, and Double being two people, and always having a zillion forms, and this guy having kind of unique Gashapon shit. What will they roll up next? Onk.
Onk.
Onk, onk.
Onku, onku.
Mm-hmm. So, moving along.
Yep.
We have some pictures for O's upcoming stuffs. So our first picture is a picture of the Birth user, which, I mean, we already talked about him. In the picture... Be. He's wearing the belt and is, I guess, about to transform. And it's got, I guess, some kind of container of cell metals. And, which actually don't look like they're cell metals. They look like someone took a core metal and painted them. Because if you look at, like, a three line.
Sorry.
It's like a multiple line design, like a core metal. So that's kind of weird. On one. But, and then there's a picture of a Yummy fighting Birth. And I guess that's O's in some form. And... which leads to this, the next picture, which is O's fighting that Yummy, which is the Lionfish Yummy,
which is some kind of like a hybrid yummy made from Kazari using Mizuru's core metals or some such nonsense. And then another photo of the yummy, this time fighting Birth. And like, was that the drill arm? That's like, and that's the shovel arm, I think Birth is using. And then there's a picture of, I guess, the director or somebody with the yummy. But then passing that up to something really cool is a picture of two combos using blue Mizuru metals. One with the Taco metal, one with the Unagi metal. So first up is one with the Unagi. It's Taka Unagi and Cheetah. And we can see the electro whips it gives him, and they're just really cool looking. And the other one is Ra Tora Ta, not to be confused with Ra Tora Ta, the combo. This one is Lion Tora and Taco with the Taco leg. And I just love how they have a line down the middle, just like the OCC where they split apart. And then finally in this picture in the corner is the shadowed form of Sha Uta using the Chach metal, which...
Okay.
Which will be coming out in the following month, or January. So, I don't know. It's coming out soon. So, yeah, I really like these. That's so sexiness. It's so sexy. Would you gents like to discuss?
Perry.
Or you want me to do the next thing first?
No, we can discuss right now since I'm going to divide up the links. Okay. I don't really have too much to say about Birth since we've kind of talked about him enough already. And we all know I'm excited for a good bath. The yummy is interesting, but given the events of episode 15, it's kind of obvious the direction that that comes up in.
Yeah.
And the C combos look absolutely awesome. Like, the electro whips are just awesome. He's like Whiplash from Iron Man 2. He's just fuck you. So, the taco legs, I kind of have to see in action to see how well they actually do the CGI. But but the Unagi is definitely totally awesome.
Yeah, my only thing about it is because we've been getting red, yellow, and green this entire time, seeing O's with, like, blue pieces is just weird.
Like, it does look out of place, kind of.
It's like they should have just given us, like, all the colors and then held off on the combos till a little later so that way we could just get used to seeing different parts or different colors. Because now, like, gray parts and blue parts look weird when they're mixed with, like, red, yellow, and green.
Excited, though. They look cool. Can't wait to see the whole thing together in live action.
It's going to be so pretty.
Come in, Lida. Chach. I can't wait to get my medal set just so I can title the vlog "It Said Chach." I got that pre-ordered through the French site. Hopefully those smelly Frenchmen give me my medals. Sorry to all smelly Frenchmen that listen to the podcast.
So I finally got an email reply from them, but it was in French, so I have no clue whether I have Dark Kiva or not. I had to run it through Google Translate to find out that I didn't have a Dark Kiva. Good times.
Indeed.
I still don't know why they emailed me in French, but...
Because they just wanted to do shit.
I guess I thought Shuquin Shinobi was a French name.
I guess. Shrug.
But, in any case. So moving along, we have some Tajador.
So, Bird, you can't even fucking handle it.
Birds!
I know, right?
Bird.
So first up is a picture from the movie featuring Tajador with his eyes all glowy red, and then the Ankh Ankh arm holding the three medals, Taka, Kujaku, Kondor, and it's all pretty. And then we have a picture. We see the Taka head from Tajador up close, and we can really see the difference between that and the Taka head from Tatoba, or really anything else that uses the Taka metal. And then there's a picture with an arrow showing Tatoba become Tajador. And then there's Ankh Ankh, and he's all looking all scary, like he's going to come rape me. And then we see Tajador fighting the lion fish yummy. No telling if he actually will fight them, because we know how they do with these scans. They just put shit in there.
And then we have a picture showing Tajador and what each of the medals can do. The Taka medal gives him the enhanced sight, as always. Kujaku allows him to fly. And the Condor medal gets a little tiny condor head, something or others, to his knees that stab the enemy. And this picture also shows the Taja spinner, which uses 7 core metals and launches their energy. And like blasts, kind of like the Birth Buster. Into metal like Blastocasty. Like the Birth Buster.
The concept,
or like
yeah, it's exactly like the Birth Buster, really. Except it uses cores instead of cells.
And in the scan, it's got Taka, Kujaku, Condor, Kuwagata, Bata, and then a yellow metal, so either Tora or Cheetah. And it activates the Giga scan. What we've been hearing from those videos with Giga scan is this. And the medals, those look really pretty. And it's got the obligatory, like, standing still, like, from the front and the back and the side pictures, like you always see when a new form comes out. And we see him flying, and we see the condor things on his legs. The whole thing, he just looks badass. The belt with
he's
the three
badass.
Red
He's so bird, you can't even handle it, especially the last picture.
The spinner, which we'll probably never be able to get from Beep, because it'll sell out in like 10 seconds. And I want this so bad now. And then finally is what appears to be his scanning charge, which is a flying rider kick, and fake core metals come out of his wings as he flies. And it looks like it's the rest of that scan from the top where, with the Ankh arm and the metals. But it's so beautiful. Oh, my Lord. I want to
that
see this in
picture,
action.
That last picture, it's like, it's so bird. I went blind earlier. I couldn't see for like 5 minutes. It was so bird.
So all of you talk about how awesome this is while I try to recover.
I couldn't last so long. I'm sorry. Like I said, the first time we've seen Tajador, like, I flipped a biscuit.
Smoke it a pancake?
Yes.
Like a grape?
Like, I don't really know what else to say.
He's
but,
so bird, you can't handle him.
He's
badass. I love him.
The design is totally kick-ass. Like, the Taja spinner's okay. Like, I don't know. It don't really do much for me, but I want the core medals, so... But yeah.
Final attack looks badass.
Yeah, that is pretty cool. Like he like bleeds core metals as he flies. I don't really know what the point of that is, but besides to be so bird that you can't handle it.
Okay. I don't know what that was, I'm sorry. Typing noises.
Well,
he's bird.
Are we done?
We talked about him.
It's just more pictures. It's time.
Yeah, I would assume so. Next to somebody else.
Okay, fine. I guess we're done. So, moving along to something actually slightly cooler than Tajador. But, what?
I don't know what we're talking about.
So, anyway, a while back, and then, like, last episode, we talked
damn
about...
Damn, your baby cannot read! Fucking commercial's on again. No, don't lie. Liar. Sorry.
He's real passionate about this, folks.
It's very, very, very scary and annoying. Just saying that now.
Annoying?
So
their babies can't read. They're lying to me in my face. They haven't watched Chuck. The babies can't read.
This is true. So, the Axel and Eternal movies are indeed very, very real.
Yay! Oh, damn, more figure arts.
that old rumor we had about Axel getting a new form is also very, very real. So anyway, these are two V-cinemas, like the comeback Samurai Sentai Shinkenger thing from earlier in the year.
I'm still hoping you come back again.
Yeah, that'd be very, very nice. But anyway, Axel is getting a new form. It is indeed yellow. However, it is not normal Banana Axel. This is, as Dawson put it, Neo Banana Axel.
Yes.
And it's apparently Axel Booster form. Or Axel Booster, since the other one's Axel Trial, not Trial form. I guess this is just Axel Booster. But
that's
anyway, he's basically like Axel's head except yellow on Trial's body with a new chest plate. To put it simply, that's what it looks like.
It's got a different faceplate. It doesn't have the little circular light. It's got like a different light.
Okay, well, he's got a different light, but it's still the same helmet design.
Yeah, your mother. Fuck you.
Okay, whatever. No? So, most of the summary for the movie, supposedly, is the same thing we read. The T3 guy memory, Cyclone Axel Extreme, Axel's yellow form, Axel Booster, power up. It is currently unknown whether it is a device or anything of the like, because the driver just has the red axle memory in it. And the engine blade doesn't look to have anything special in it either. So we have no idea how he gets this fucking thing, but whatever.
Probably from the hopes and dreams of the city, like Cyclone, Joker, Gold Extreme.
Probably.
You're right.
I'm always right. So anyway, and then the Eternals movie is pretty much probably going to be exactly what the rumors have been stating. Eternals backstory. Whether we get the Fire Eternal or Eternal Flame or whatever the red form was supposed to be is currently unknown.
Is this burning an eternal flame? Oh, sorry.
No problem. So anyway, all the scans show Axel Booster and normal, ordinary white Eternal. So I want to think that if the Fire Eternal was true, that we would have seen it at the same time as Axel Booster, but knowing them,
never know.
Probably
I don't
really
not. Want Fire Eternal.
But also, Eternals movie's not coming out for a while, so.
Right. And speaking of that, release dates for both of these. Pause for edit. There we go. It wasn't.
That
was just for a pause.
So, the DVD rental for Kamen Rider Axel will begin on April 8th. The DVD and Blu-ray will go on sale at the 21st.
Who the
basically
fuck is Juliet?
These Avatar ripoffs.
She don't blow him. He won't lick her.
Well, who's this cabbage bitch? Where the fuck is Scully?
Why yo eyes yellow? You've been smoking weed. That's what I was calling Rose.
So April 8th rental and April 21st go on sale. For Kamen Rider Eternal, we've got a DVD rental of July 8th, and they go on sale July 21st. So April and July for both of these, and we'll see what happens. For those that were curious or concerned or all that fun stuff, Shotaro and Philip are confirmed to appear in both movies, but probably more along the lines of not going to say a cameo role, because they'll probably play bigger roles than that, but yeah, supporting, there we go. Thank you. And
Hidari Shotaro is my Joker, so.
He's everyone's Joker.
Hasegawa, Double's sub-writer, is writing the Axel movie, while Sanjo.
Names I've arrived.
Ore? Sanjo?
Double's main writer is writing the Eternal movie, so I have absolute faith that these are going to kick ass, since both of Double's writers
are... Oh, it will kick more than ass.
It'll kick everything. So, not that there's really too much to talk about, but thoughts?
Oh, I thought you said thoughts all.
Thoughts
all. I'm always excited to see Double return. I'm a little disappointed that it's going to be about, you know, gay face and some guy I really know nothing about yet because I haven't seen him in action. But I'm still excited to see it. I hope there's a third one about Double.
Or something, I don't know, but it looks cool.
I feel like we've talked about this three times already.
We kind of have.
Yeah, I really want
to say is that I hope that this form, this new Neo Banana Axel, replaces him in the figure arts also, because I don't want to buy another one.
Yeah.
I hope that too. They just, like, the original plan was the other one, and then they're like, nah, that's stupid, let's make a new person.
Yeah, I'd like to see how he attains this form, because I am as confused as everyone, but, yeah. I don't know. I like we said, everything is going to be awesome, and I can't wait, even though we're going to have to wait like a year to watch this shit because it takes so fucking forever.
These are DVDs.
Yeah, they're going to be...
They're going to be fairly instantaneous.
Yeah. So,
fairly.
We'll actually probably see the Axel movie before we see Movie War Corps.
Oh, God.
Right? Spoilers! I don't know when Movie War Corps is coming out, but the X movie is coming out in April, so... We're just now going to be getting A to Z between January and February, so...
A to Z, though.
Damn Canadians.
It's true. I hate it when I go up there and they say ZZ, and I'm like, what? Lord Zed, where? And then I get confused.
It's Morphin time. I gotta de-untransform.
I wonder if in the Canadian version of that, do they like edit his name to be Lord Z?
That was so stupid, it made me laugh. Don't take much, but...
Yeah, it usually doesn't.
It's the thought that counts.
My God, I never did post Cyclone Joker Extreme. What the fuck happened?
Wait,
what?
When did that come out?
The figure art?
What?
Mm-hmm.
Like a year ago.
Cyclone Joker.
A very long time ago.
Like months ago.
Yeah, I can't find it on my review list. What the fuck did I need to post that?
Thinking about it, I don't think you ever did.
No, what happened?
I don't know.
Was that a video that was like YouTube didn't want to upload?
Maybe. It might have just, I don't know. Fuck. Anyway, what were we talking about? Smoothies?
Excellent Eternal.
Yeah. Eternal.
Eternal.
Eternal. I'm excited about Eternal. I want to see some Eternal action. Axiom.
I don't know anything about the guy, and I want, like, that movie to come out.
I want him.
You can't have him, Brian. You already have Kenji.
Sorry.
Anyway.
Anyway, Dawson's up next, so...
Alright, I'm up to bat. Let me stretch. Okay. So, we have confirmation that... let me start over. This is going to be 40th anniversary movie, just like
Narwhal?
I said.
Narwhals, narwhals living in the ocean.
Oh my God! Anyway, so we got a 40th anniversary side up, and it shows writers and 40th anniversary logos and release date for the movie, which is April 1st, not an April Fool's joke. And it has a little, I guess you could call it teaser trailer, that shows Ichigo and O's suits, and then the Deno sword form music plays. And then you see the Denliner. So they're like, you see these guys? They're a little bit important, but not as important as Den-O. It was like half expecting at the end of the trailer to see Ichigo and like, oh, standing on top of a cliff. And then like, Sword Form just walking out and they're like, Ore, Sanjo! And just knocking them both over. Like, the 40th anniversary is pretty much just all about him.
Basically.
So there is a 40th anniversary movie, and as I already knew, Den-O's going to be a huge part of it.
Hell yeah.
Who doesn't love Den-O?
Insane people?
Stickers and ponies in myspace.com. Oh.
I like stickers.
I bet you do.
So, anyone have thoughts that we can talk about before I have to talk again?
Wait, what are we talking? Oh, the 40th
anniversary movie again.
There really isn't too much to talk. Like, I think for a 40th anniversary, you should go a little more all out than saying, oh, here's Den-O doing stuff. But I don't know. They know what sells.
Hopefully they can get more older people back and not just like, oop, well, DK derp.
Yeah, that'd be a good start. To get people that people actually know.
Who are now living in boxes, in the alleyways because they don't work anymore, and give them a job and a bath.
Yes. How?
Sure, Fize and Blade could use some work. Probably Ryuki.
Indeed.
Well, we should get the Dragonite people in it. I still want DK Dragonite, no Sekai.
And they should bribe Hibiki to come back. Like, if you come back, you can punch that Inoue guy in the face.
If you come back, we'll rewrite Hibiki's ending. That'd be awesome. That's all we need is Hibiki. Okay. Instead of Den-O as the main character. Like, you just see O's and Ichigo at the top of that hill again, and then Hibiki just comes through. Yush! Yush!
That comes up there. Yo.
And then, oh, Shonen!
Damn it, I'm now 30.
Shona.
Hibiki.
Hibiki.
I miss that show. Hibiki's like so nice. I just want to be best friends with him and be on Facebook with him. Just like the samurais.
Yep.
So now let's talk about some poo.
Alright, so the Ghost Ager correspondence strikes again, and we have some scans for the final episodes of Ghost Ager. Let's hear the cheers for final episode of Ghost Ager.
Tiny golf clap using only four fingers.
Well, that's Shuki beating Saris. That's So first up, okay, so Bladeran is indeed a fallen Ghost Age master named Braejira, not to be confused with Goljira, who wheelchair is probably humping as we speak.
Probably.
And we see a scan of his true form here, and he's got like giant angel wings, and he's all like, I'm a badass face and I can kill you. And he's got a cool sword, and that's in the next scan, and it shows all three of his previous forms. What was it? Comet, no Bladeran, Chupacabra, no Bladeran, and Bladeran, the cyborg guy. And
Bladeran, the cyborg guy.
It's kind of like Bill Nye, the science guy. Yeah. Then we see a picture of Dark Ghost Age Knight, and Alata's like, oh god, what happened? He's going to kill us because we suck. And apparently, Bladeran is going to turn Ghost Age Knight into Dark Ghost Age Knight, as shown in the next scan, while Alata tries to be a badass but epically fails.
As usual.
And the rumors are saying that apparently there's some other picture I saw. We don't actually have a picture of it, but I'll talk about it anyway. It's a picture of the Ghost Age Knight and the Bladeran, and apparently what happened was Bladeran was one of the Ghost Age angels who fought the Yermaijus 10,000 years ago, and Grandeon was his header. So, and him and his some minion of his and Dark Ghost Age Knight are the fourth villain group, some kind of sword thing, I forget the name, and that's how it's going to go down in the final few episodes. So, insert comments here.
What he said. Can we talk about O's now?
Well, you have to watch it this time, asshole.
What was that? Oh no.
Brian touching himself.
You go first. I always go first.
Anyway, it looks cool.
Is that what
for
she
once?
Said?
What?
What? Bobby, let me put some up?
No.
I mean, put something up.
No, I said, is that what she said about you always going first?
Oh. I get it now. So, anyway. Like, it looks cool. We'll have to see whether it is cool, but it'll be weird to see Ghost Ager do something cool, but
something epic. Well, usually that's something epic.
It looks fairly epic for once.
Like I said off air, like if this finale is decent, if the whole show wouldn't have been that bad, it would have been just like Lightspeed or Wild Force. Is that it wouldn't have been a bad show? It would just have suffered from a bad cast. But like if you look at it, like I was looking through the episode. Thing is that most of the shit, the whole show is just shit. Like the summaries sound like garbage. The only thing that really happens is they get new shit, and this is the first time it actually sounds like something happens.
Basically.
Like we got, it's like if they, it has so much potential. I'm just so mad.
Well, okay, look at this. Look at the scans, and then pretend you cared about them like the Shinkengers. Like you cared about the Shinkengers. What would you think then? Like this is fantastically epic.
Yeah.
But no, you're forced to not feel that way because the show has sucked so badly this entire time.
Basically.
Like, cause I was thinking, like, well, if I watch the finale, maybe I should go back and watch some of the episodes that were epic or important. And then, like, none of them were. The only thing I think that really happened was Ghost Age Ultimate since we quit. Because I would see something like, oh, and then Nozomu does this. Skip. Nozomu. No. No. Zumu.
Well, and the thing about it is, like, I mean, obviously, it was a little bit easier this time to spot the, like, cause like last time there was all these things like, oh, you could tell if you looked that stuff was up with Takeru from the beginning, like I guess if you stared at the screen hard enough, but like here it was obvious in the beginning. Something's not quite right about this Bladeran guy. He knows too much and keeps popping up. This shouldn't be normal.
I think that what should have happened is, what was that guy that Alta fought that could have easily killed him, but he didn't?
Aeroputa?
Yeah, he should have killed Alta and he should have been replaced by somebody else.
Probably would have made the cast better.
Probably. Just got rid of everyone. The only one that I can tolerate is Augury. He hasn't done a shit. He just like, hey, I'm ugly.
Hey, I'm ugly.
Just like your mother.
So, is this my turn now?
Yeah.
Okay. Jeez, I don't need attitude. Gosh.
Your mother has attitude.
Okay, so we got a Gosei versus Shink Andrew trailer. Do-do-do. You can call it that. It's like 15 seconds after the preview for Epic 44. Let me go all Jedi on and skim through it so I remember what happened. Oh god, they start screaming at me, stop! Okay, so we... Oh, there we go, okay. We see badass Black Shinken Red beating the shit out of Gosei Red, and we're like, yes, get him, kill him, stab his face. And then we see them all working together, like, fighting, and then you see the Gosei just thinking, like, hey, maybe if we pose like the Shinkengers, we'll be a good show and people will want to see us. No.
Nope.
And that was the trailer.
Yeah.
Discuss.
I like the no part.
While I am excited for the movie, this trailer sucked, so...
Yeah, it really did. They're like, the best part was when Shinken Red was beating up Gosei Red. I think that did that because they knew it would make people happy.
Made me happy.
Like, I'm pretty sure it gave Dawson a giant heart on.
Right? Don't look at me.
You're right.
So, yeah. I guess we'll have more thoughts if they actually show us more footage or something. This is a trailer. They're just like, na 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 na, and it's over. I don't know what happened.
La 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 la, and.
La 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 la. Who am I?
So, is it summary time now?
No, well, technically. Okay. Technically, it is kind of summary time. But in a different way.
I forgot about... Damn it, you know what? I'm sick of me forgetting about shit. I'm about to punch myself in the face.
Good.
Please do.
So, anyway... this segment was going to be about the second Samurai trailer. However, today, we've got, Blessed? Maybe? No? I don't know. Ooh, someone embedded it. Cool. So if you click the little link that's in the thing, you can go watch it. Nick.com uploaded a 2.5 or so minute preview for Power Rangers Samurai. It's some point in episode 1 where they do their first morph and all that fun stuff. So just a quick little summary of that if it decides to load.
Oh,
I'm reading the comments.
I'm
reading the comments on our page, and the last one that was posted was, that is more than painful. What have they done to Shinkenger?
So the whatever the enemy is like, alright, it's about time, lol, and then they walk up in their ninja outfits, because ninjas equal samurais, guys.
And they're all tight and sexy.
Except for the girls, because they have no boobs.
Jaden's like, who are the samurais rangers? And the morphers are called samurizers. And the morph call is Go-Go Samurai. Because, you know, that's not Go-Go Power Rangers or anything.
Oh.
And wait, they samurai. Said Samurizers?
Yeah.
Yeah, they said Samurizers, and they were like, pew! And then it made the generic morph
and
noise.
The thing that I want to point out is that they draw the kanji in the air to transform. However, they don't turn the Samurizer into a brush. Instead, they just, like, write with laser ink in the sky.
Those are Christmas lights.
I also want to point out that their kanji writing is very, very horrible. It doesn't line up properly, and the symbols don't really match up completely. And then they pose, and they're all like, Rangers together, Samurai forever, BFF Facebook.
BFF Facebook friends.
And so then basically the Shinkenger footage starts. With corny PR dialogue, like, just like chopping down the weeds back home from American Kotoha. And American Chucky.
For some reason, the morphing sequence has like two parts to it.
Yeah. Well, what happens is, like, their tight outfit gets a face mask, and then they do the full morph, and then the Shinkenmaru comes flying out of nowhere, and they catch it, which is actually pretty neat. But then they holster it, and then take the disc out, and then put the disc on the sheath, and then unsheath it on the sheath, on the hilt, and then unsheath it and do a pose. So it's kind of long and overly dramatic, but it looks good at least. And then Jaden's like, we can do this together, and then runs off on his own with his fire smasher, which is Rekidaisanto. I guess they're pointing out the fact that the Rekidaisanto has absolutely no blade to it whatsoever. It's just a giant beating stick. So, in that aspect, I'm totally okay with the term fire smasher, because really the Rekidaisanto had no blade at all. It was just giant and dull, and you beat people with it. But anyway, the morph sequence looks good. The face masks still bother me, but
they're wearing a mask.
I guess it kind of makes sense when you think about it. Like, you wouldn't just like put on the helmet with like long hair and stuff. You'd probably want to wear a mask,
cover that shit up.
I guess, but they've always put the helmet on with long hair before.
I know. I'm just saying it seems more like, practical.
His hair just come out all happy. Why would hair be happy? I don't know.
The dialogue, it's really strangely delivered, but I'm kind of used to that because, one, it's Power Rangers, and two, the delivery of lines really is never that strong in the first couple episodes. But overall, I'm okay with it. It wasn't, oh my god, super awesome, but it wasn't as terrible as it could have been. But it still wasn't totally amazing, mind-blowing either. But
it's going to be a baby version of Shinkenger.
It's blowing something else.
What about blowing?
Said it was blowing something else.
You're blowing something else.
You're right!
So discuss.
Anyway, so, okay. It was only 2 minutes, but I was fairly disappointed because... Like you said, I guess it's expected, but the acting was kind of shitty and delivering shit. Maybe I'm just used to RPM being awesome. And then it makes me mad that, like, they're going to go ahead and rip off Shinkenger, but then they just have to change that one little thing, which is the morphers, and they're still going to use the whole same way of doing everything, but with no paintbrush. And they just have a little Christmas light that pops out. Just no. Go-Go Power Rangers, no. I mean, Go-Go Samurai Rangers. That's just so, like, clunky to say.
It's like, go, go, samurai! But...
No!
Like, they're just... between the remixed MMPR theme, that's probably going to be the theme for this show, the MMPR, like, the classic din-din-din-din-din riff was, like, in the background, like, 5 times.
Yeah.
Rangers together, samurai forever.
Well, that has nothing to do with my point. But basically, and the cheesy dialogue, Saban's basically like, this is MMPR, guys! Right?
Saban, this is how you reboot.
Reboot, this is Mighty Morphin, grr, I love it! And I think it's going to go over with the kids better than RPM did, but...
kids are stupid. They don't recognize a good show when they see it.
Yes, because you're the target target.
Target audience.
Thank you.
We should be the target audience. You're so New York. I don't know, but like, I hate the morphing call. God damn it. Go go samurai, really?
I'd say it was the worst morphing call ever, but then I remember we had things like Go Galactic and Lightspeed.
Rescue. They just said their name.
It's time for Time Force.
That was... It's better than Go-Go Samurai.
I didn't say it wasn't. I'm just saying.
But,
They should just say, Ibit Sojo. Ibiki Sojo.
It's so funny because I'm watching it and I'm like, Samurai is there, and I'm like, okay. Then they open it, and a little kanji appears on the screen of the phone. And I'm like, oh, this is how it's going to go. They're just going to appear, and it's going to shoot out of the phone or something. No.
Yeah, I know. Writing kanji. Like, that just, it just bothers me, because, one, the kanji look kind of weird in the air. In that aspect, just because the writing is very off in whatever font they're drawing with. But, they're basically drawing with laser ink in the air, and I don't get the... If you're going to draw in the air, just turn it into the fucking brush and deal with it.
I know.
I mean, it's not... It's not like that the kanji in Shinkenger was, like, not flashy. It was all, it was pure flashy. They drew with, like, fire and shit. So I don't... It's not like they had to upgrade it to...
complicated.
It's not like they had to upgrade it with laser writing to appease the kids. I mean, it's almost the same thing. Except I think they just... They did it that way just because the toy doesn't transform, to be honest. I feel like that's why we have the face masks. Is because when they do the morphing toys, they didn't have any actors or anything, so they stuck them in little ninja masks and called it a day, and then they're like, oh, we need to incorporate this because it's on the toy. Which confuses me how they're going to do Shinkano with when Daitenku Samurai Megazord looks nothing like the one in the show, but whatever. I don't know.
Fuck.
I'm still optimistic about the show, and I'm gonna give it a chance because Ninja Storm had a shit ton of very campy humor, and I like Ninja Storm, so I'm definitely gonna give it a chance. But
Ninja Storm will be better.
Love Ninja Storm. That's why I own two Hurricane Jamecha now. Just randomly.
Well, I imagine Ninja Storm's probably gonna be better too, because Ninja Storm's cast was fucking awesome.
Yeah,
their mentor was a goddamn hamster, guinea pig, gerbil.
And they had Cam.
Yeah, Cam was awesome.
Cam should have come back.
Friends with him on Facebook.
He's BFF Facebook friends.
Yup.
My God, that's awesome. That thing's gonna get old though. Together, Samurai Forever. No. It's Shinkenja. Mai.
Mairu. Senka Gomen no Samurai Sentai. Shinkenja. Mairu.
Guys, he's badass as Takaru. Exactly. He's all... Takaru's all like... No!
Except that's G, not Takaru.
Yeah, that's another thing, is it was so weird because we have... Okay, we have fake Takaru getting shot at by, like, all these things, and then fake Ryu Inosuke is all like, Jaden, no! Or like, no, you're supposed to say Tono. It loses its meaning if you're not screaming Tono.
I just don't like the name Jaden, but...
He's all like, come on, get your game on.
I was going to make a Yu-Gi-Oh! GX joke, but you beat me to it.
Yeah, it's going to be Yu-Gi-Oh! GX jokes in every episode.
And that Kevin guy is so weird.
Outside of the fact that they're extraordinarily tight, I like the uniforms, though.
I think Brian just likes things that are tight.
No, usually... I say these things so you don't make jokes, and then you make jokes anyway. Fuck you.
Oh, you don't like things that are tight? Well, here's Wheelchair's girlfriend, then.
Oh my god. So anyway, that's supposed to be airing about February. Well, there was an article by Burgundy Ranger that said that Power Rangers was being added to Nickelodeon's Video On Demand on February 8th. With episode 101. So that's either the first episode of Samurai, because season 1, episode 1. Or Day of the Dumpster. First season 1, episode 1.
I hope it's Shinkenger.
We don't know. So I'm assuming it's probably going to be Samurai, since we still don't know what's going on with the reruns.
Yeah, they were just like, we're going to do reruns in October, and then blah, 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 I don't know, fuck.
You know, you shouldn't assume, because when you assume, it makes
yes,
an ass out of you.
Yes, me, I get it.
Oh my god, that's so fucking clever, you just blew my mind. Hold on, I need a minute.
Well, February 8th is a Tuesday. If anything, I would say that Samurai might premiere on the 5th, and then start on demand on the 8th, maybe? I assume it's going to start on a Saturday, it might not, it might start on Monday. It might start on the 7th, and it'll be on demand at 8th. I don't know. But I want my goddamn reruns.
I know. I want to see all my old friends again, except for them NPR ones.
You don't like Billy? I thought he was your favorite ranger.
No.
He kills all those putties by himself. Oh, wait.
Trini, help!
after me.
This one putty, I can't handle it.
And Zordon didn't see anything wrong with this selection of Blue Ranger?
Nope.
Nope. No, because he was...
He fought Zordon changes with attitude. Billy didn't have any attitude.
Yeah, that's because Zordon was sitting there laughing the whole time. Like, it's the same thing like, I just sent Jason and Tommy to get some guns guarded by Titanus, and I didn't call ahead, so he's just going to blast him in the face.
If they make it, whatever, I'll just replace him.
It'll be hilarious. I'll just replace him. I got some Mexican guy lined up, so it's fine.
Oh my god.
Rocky's from Mexico!
No, there's a commercial during Prison Break for Trojan Vibrations. And it's called Triforia. Oh my god, that's awesome. Triforia. It's a planet. Planet of pleasure, apparently.
That's terrific.
Anyway, let's get on to the summary so we can go to bed.
What about ramble time?
It's after the summary. Ramble time is going to consist of like 30 seconds. We're going to say, I'll say our least favorite Sentai. And then why. That'll take 30 seconds.
You guys will all be the same answer?
Yes. Let's get on with that O's.
So we're on episode 14.
But that's not yet.
We don't have to do the last time. We have to summarize what we summarized last time.
So last time, yeah, that surgeon lady, and there was a yummy inside of her, just like the tentacles are inside the Shukin Shinobi. And Ankh got all angry face and left the detective guy and was like, "Fuck this, I'm out of here." So it starts off showing again, Saigozo about to pwn Zor this yummy until the surgeon lady rolls down a hill. Right back into the yummy, and he's like, oh, can't hurt her, derp. And then we see a bunch of doctors trying to save the detective guy, and that's just not going good. And then the director guy starts having a heart attack, so we're like, oh, crap.
Ah, boy, really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
And Ankh goes, AG goes back to the hospital, and he's like, hey, strong lady, the little fruit roll-up guy didn't come back yet? She's like, no? Wasn't he with you? He's like, he kind of left. I thought he came back here. No? Oh, damn. All right, well.
Damn.
You stay here. I'm going to go find him and the yummy. And then we see the director of surgery guy getting, like, wheeled away. And he's all like, oh, I don't know what's going on now. And then we see crazy surgeon lady all like, I want to do surgery. And she's got, like, Freddy Krueger fingers or something. I don't know. And then it's all, you cut the metals, 1, 2, and 3, life goes on, anything goes, coming up, O's. Now you can do it. I'm all done now, you made mommy not eat. Because you're all tired, so that mommy eat cuddle. And we get more scenes during the intro from the movie, and it's all cool face. And we see one of the scenes, and I want to point this out now. One of the scenes shows Dr. Maki with the three black core medals. And I almost want to say there's some kind of order they belong in because I saw little lines on the back of one of them. So, but I couldn't count how many.
Wait, count the lines? 1, 2, and 3?
When was this?
In the intro.
Uh-huh.
You see scenes from the movie, and there's one with Dr. Maki. And his little puppet, and he's in that hospital place with the black core medals in his hand. And if you look, one of the medals, I think it's the middle one, has the little lines on the back. And I'm not sure how many lines because I can't really see like the whole medal, but it's either 2 or 3.
Okay.
And
I'm checking just because.
Is that like timestamp 338? Oh, let's see. Let me look at my medals. Yeah, it's definitely either 2 or 3 because of how high on the medal the line is. But whatever it is, so there's probably some kind of order they go in. But we're just not sure what because no one said. But anyway, getting on with that summary. Let's see. Skip ahead. Skip ahead. Epic skull action.
So, okay. We see AG running up to a ride vendor, and he just starts pumping it full of cell metals, getting like every can he can get. So it's just either going taka can, bata can, unagi can, taka can, taco can, unagi can. Like, he just starts popping these things out, popping the tops, because he can't stop. And they're just going like everywhere. He's like, find Ankh and the Yummy. And you just see like takas and tacos flying through the air. And
I just envisioned like a taco. You can actually taco flying through the air.
I did too. Oh God, it's awesome. Flying tacos.
Oh, I want a flying taco.
Yeah, and then we see Ankh arm, and it's all up in a tree by itself, and it's running from a dog or something, I don't know. And then we see, oh God, Cake Boss is talking to Goto, who's got a bandage on his face, and he's like, I'm sorry for acting on my own. He's like, no, don't apologize. He's like yelling, do what you want. I got your subordinate guy here, and he's a cool guy. He ate 9 cakes.
And he passes out.
He passed out into the temple while I'm trying to eat it. He's like, he's almost as good as that hot chick.
He ate 9 cakes.
He's like, I like this guy. Like, this is hilarious. Like, this dude just got like 9 cakes, and he's got his face stuffed. And then we see the hot chick, and she's all like at the restaurant eating normal food, and she's like, this is my vacation, eating real food. I like spicy food. She likes it spicy.
Hey, and, yeah.
So he tells him that what's getting in his way is sono pride da, and that's what he did. It's his pride, and he's like, you need to suppress it, and some bullshit.
I don't.
Then we see the Yuva, Gamaru, and Mizuru, and they're like, we need cell metals, and she's like, I got this. Alright? And Yuva's like, I'll buy us some time. So he pulls out a cell metal and like snaps it in half, and it makes those like fake yummy poo things.
Trash yummies.
That's,
I like my statement better, those fake yummy poo things.
Ooh, yummy poo.
And then
it's like a candy in the Harry Potter world.
This one tastes like poo.
Yeah, but funny. You need to get a new rat and name it Chronic. I mean, get it. Get a new rat and name it Chronic.
And the surgeon chick finds the Ankh arm and tries to perform surgery on it. Fortunately, AG steps in and stops her.
Stop.
And is like, we gotta do this, yo. And he's like, K. And ah, shit. Damn it. Okay. So no, he tosses him some medals. He tosses him a Taka, a Tora, a Bata, and a Cheetah. And is like, here. Do your thing. Poopy face banana nose. And so he just goes all, and he starts fighting the Yummy, and they're trying to save at the hospital. They're trying to save the detective, and it's not going good. But then Ankh comes back, and like the strong girl, she like squeezes the hand, and Ankh gets all pissed, and she like throws him on the floor, and that's pretty funny. And AJ's fighting the Yummy, and then he's like, I should do what I did with the fat guy. So he switches out metals and goes all,
cheater.
Yeah, and he gets the chick out of the Yummy. And it's like, the director having a heart attack. He needs surgery, like, fucking now. So, please get back there as soon as you can. She's like, oh, God. So, he's still trying to fight this Yummy. And she gets back there. And apparently the director guy is her dad, who's been keeping her from doing surgery. And he wants her to do the surgery, and she's all, no, you. And scared. And meanwhile, Oz is, he's doing pretty good against this Yummy until Kazari shows up. Dang it. And this doctor guy's all like, you need that fear you have is good. That's why I've been keeping you from working, because you have technique. You just need the fear of having a life in your hands or some crap. I don't know. Fuck. And it's some gay bullshit. So Kazari comes in and is fighting Oz, and now Oz is getting pwned by both these guys, because he hasn't learned you don't fight agreed with his own medals. It doesn't work too well for him. And
I don't know, the Edgy's special.
Yeah, Edgy's pretty special. He's like Ash, he got Alzheimer's. And Kazari like just pwns the piss out of him and takes the Tora and Cheetah medals. And I was like, yay, now I have 7. I just need 2 more. Now I'm going to kill you, face. And Anka Anka rides up on a toy ride vendor. Not a toy ride, just a regular ride vendor. What the fuck? I just love my toy so much. And
you forgot to do the sounds, the taco can.
That have been too hard to do.
Yeah, you're right. Well, I guess he doesn't respond well to a challenge.
It's been like 5 minutes. That you're late.
I know, I just thought about that, because you just mentioned your toy, I forgot you had it.
And he tosses him another, Ankh tosses him another toy and bottom, and I was like, oh yay, another one. So then he can go all... And he's got Wolverine claws, and he starts fighting Kazari and the yummy. And Ankh starts beating up on those fake yummy poo things, and he's all excited face. And Goto comes in and blasts him with his machine gun thing, his shotgun. And the surgeon chick, she's doing surgery on her daddy, and that's, you know, that's whatever. No one cares. And so they're all happy face, tarred monkeys. And then AG gets out everyone's favorite sword.
Fuck that sword. Fuck it in the ass.
Ooh. And goes all triple scanning a charge. And Kazari's like, F this, I'm out of here. You can have the cell medals. I'm running. And Oz destroys the yummy. And he's like, I'll get the medals back, because Ankh's all pissed off at him. And back at the hospital, everyone's happy face. And we see, then after it's all over, we see like this guy being led away in handcuffs because apparently he swindled a lot of money. And then after the cops leave, we see the remains of a bunch of like yummy eggs, and you're like, oh damn. So Yuva used those trash poo yummies as a distraction for a bunch of piranha yummies to be grown, so that there's like just hordes of cell metals everywhere, and Gamaru gets all like, yay, Medaru, and they all start chomping down on cell metals so that they can be all happy face again. And Eva's like, yes, but now we need some core metals. Wahaha. And then we see Dr. Maki. And he's doing some, finishing up some research on Basu. And then his computer has just finished analyzing the abilities of the peafowl metal. Because that doesn't say peacock. It says peafowl.
It rolls off the tongue so much better.
Yes. And then it ends with a giant... close-up shot of the peafowl medal. So that was it. It was pretty cool. No real Sagozo action here, so I was kind of sad. But we saw Kijaku medal at the end, and it was like a jackhole, lost some medals. And other than that, it was fun, I guess, you know. But it sets, that definitely sets up the next episode, so we'll see how that goes. So on to you guys' thoughts.
Go first. I'm typing something Spider-Vic.
Okay. This episode just made me mad at Izzy until I watched 15. And then I just got mad in general. But,
and I just got furious at Izzy. And
it was a great episode. 14 was really good. 15 was a good follow-up to it. It's not the best arc ever, because nothing too exciting really happened besides he lost medals, but he
lost the medals 1, 2, and 3.
But out of that, nothing really exciting happened until the end where the peafowl medal showed up. So,
you can definitely see how it's setting up this next arc with Birth and Tajidor and a bunch of things happening with medals.
Fun things. happening in the near future. But yeah, I really like the episodes. There's just nothing really major awesome happened or anything. So.
They'll be playing musical metals and they'll start rotating around with three people.
Basically.
So, same thoughts, pretty much. I mean, it was an entertaining episode, not like blow-your-mind episode. Sword pissed me off once again. I mean, he has Wolverine claws. It's getting ridiculous. But I'm looking forward to the future because I hear 15 shit's good from these people. And things are looking to get better. But oh yeah, it was okay episode. Like, there's something I was going to say about it, but I forgot. Oh, just that I'm really tired of the whole, oh no, Ankh left shingles, and now he's going to die. Like, they need to stop that. They're just using the same, like, three, like, gags to get you scared. Like, oh no, Ankh's not going to get to Edgy in time to give him the medals. Oh no, he left shingles again, and the other one. And they always use them.
We lost medals?
I guess. I mean, I always go back and forth with that, too. Like, it's kind of annoying, like, they're always switching around the medals, but at the same time, it's unique, because, like, no other writers really had form stolen from him. But, I don't know. I'm just tired of that. I wish they'd just stop that. Just fucking stay with shingles, because you're not going to get another suit actor. You're not a suit actor? That's like Ankh's suit actor as a person. So, yeah. It was a solid
episode. Still laughing at shingles.
Well, his name is Shingle. That's his name now. Just like the other guy's nice friend. Oh, hello, text message. Is it from Shingles?
No. So it's that Kamen Rider group saying that OS-15 is out. Sorry for the late message.
I unsubscribed to them. I was sick of that shit. Like, I already know when it's out.
I have Kevin.
Kevin reads stuff to me. Did you hear the summary yet? No, you read it to me? Okay.
I read to Dawson because he's illiterate. Josh.
I'm so confused. I was bored, so I went to Wikipedia and I looked at Burst's entry. And it says Kamen Rider Burst motif is out of a gashapon machine, a birthday cake, and a scorpion. What?
That's always for you.
You saw the thing with the scorpion.
Well, yeah, I can get the scorpion thing, but a birthday cake?
That's why I think scorpion might be the head metal.
It would make sense. I think Scorpion's the head metal, Ebby's the metal, and Connie's the legs.
Yeah.
So,
penis.
Ramble time now. No penis. Ramble time. Right, everyone's least favorite Sentai. Go Sager! Why?
Because it sucks.
That was ramble time for today.
Yep, Ramble Time will be back next week when we don't have 5,000 things to talk about and we get very confused in the one-ups because we bought too much shit.
And we're trying to educate people about Chuck.
Yeah. I hope it worked.
Which you should still watch, by the way, because it's an awesome fucking show.
Yeah.
So
everyone have a merry fucking Christmas.
Expelliarmus!